Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, Pastor Ed was walking us through just Acts 3 and 4 and the transformation that takes place when we walk with Jesus. And so we're looking at Acts 3 and 4 this week in the Drivecast. And I want to read to you from Acts 3, verses 11 through 16, that right before this, a lame beggar is healed. He asks for alms. He asks for silver or gold. And the Apostle Peter says, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I do give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And the man is healed. And it says this in verse 11, "While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, 'Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see." He goes on in the following verses and basically tells them, what should you do in response? He says, repent and place your faith in Jesus, that your sins might be wiped out and that times of refreshing might come from the Lord. Our devotional today, if you read, if you're listening right now and you can find the devotional content, you can find it there in the app. It really has a great article written for today, just around, you know, the fact that Peter shows a ton of humility in this moment and really deflects the glory and the attention. You know, people come to him, a whole crowd gathers, and they're looking at what has happened. And the Apostle Peter pretty much immediately says, guys, this is not about us. This is about God's activity. This is about God's power. And then calls them to repentance and faith. And I think Peter is showing us something here that can be really a model for us, that when God does something in your life, when God does something extraordinary in your life or through your life, and people, it draws attention, right? People are commenting on it. People around you are seeing it, family members, friends. Our goal should be, Lord, we want to give you the glory. We don't want to make this about ourselves because it's not about us. We want to point people's attention to the Lord and call them to repentance and faith. And maybe we say it differently than Peter. Every context is different. But the goal should be, Lord, as you're working in my life and you're working through my life, I want to point people to you. It's not about, look at me. I think the way the devotional says it, right? The question, we stop asking, how can I look good? And we start asking, how can I make Jesus known? That's such a good phrase. We stop asking, how can I look good? And we start asking, how can I make Jesus known? And so as God works in our lives and through our lives, our goal, we've been saying this as a church for a long time, we want to draw life from God and point others to him. And so I want to take a moment and pray for us to that end, and then I want to encourage you to take a moment. Think about the ways in which God is working in your life. Ask God to work in extraordinary ways in and through your life. And then when given the opportunity, point that attention back to the Lord and call people to repentance and faith, and pointing them in relationship to Jesus. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the ways in which you work in our lives. God, I ask that you continue working in and through my life. I ask for anyone who is listening right now that, God, you would work in extraordinary ways through their lives. And then, Father, when those moments draw attention, when people are seeing the work that's happening, they would see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. God, give us the humility and the ability to really just deflect that and point people back to the source of that power and that activity. And that's you, God. We want to make Jesus known. And so, Father, we ask for you to work. and we ask for you to get the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.